Our next question is from Justine in Salem, Oregon, and this one I'm going to give to Dr. Bailey. And Justine wants to know if there are any breed specific genetic problems, and specifically, do thoroughbreds have any genetic problems related to the breed?
You know, there are things that are fairly breed specific, and HYPP is, and I don't know if that'll come up later on in other questions, but HYPP is a disease gene that is present, or trait that's present principally in quarter horses. Had its origin in a particular quarter horse some years ago, and all horses that have that mutation are descended from that horse. There's a disease in Arabian horses called severe combined immune deficiency disease, and all of the horses that have that go back to a stallion that was imported into New York in 1925, and that's characteristic of Arabian horses. And any horse that has that mutation is descended from Arabian horses, and so those are breed specific in that sense. And there are horses outside of them that may have that, but they've been crossed with them. And so I think that there have been some paint horses that have been found to have the HYPP gene, but when you look at their pedigree, they go back to the quarter horse. Mm-hmm. For miniature horses, there's an issue with dwarfism in there, and we don't know quite why, but there may have been a selection for a dwarfism trait. They're related in that way. The second part, do thoroughbreds have any genetic problems? I mean, they certainly do, and you listen to it, and they're concerned about soundness of the horses. They're concerned about respiratory disease. They're concerned about a variety of conditions. They're not necessarily restricted to thoroughbreds, and I'm not aware of any health conditions that are unique to thoroughbreds that are not present in other breeds. Sam can correct me if she knows of it. But in the thoroughbreds, those things that we've identified are probably complex and involve multiple genes or incomplete penetrance, and so they've been difficult to study, and they're under a lot of research at present.
I would agree with you. I mean, in the thoroughbreds, we do know that there are a few health conditions that have a strong genetic component. Recurrent laryngeal neuropathy is yep. of concern to thoroughbred owners, not specific to thoroughbreds, but of concern to thoroughbred owners. Developmental orthopedic disease, those OCD lesions and chips and things, again, not specific to thoroughbreds, but with a strong genetic component and of concern to them. And RER, the recurrent exertional rhabdomyolysis, that has a strong genetic component and is found in thoroughbreds.
But it's not restricted to the thoroughbreds. And so in terms of them being breed-specific diseases, I mean, one of the issues is that horses are really closely related. If you look at the foundation of almost all breeds in the United States, thoroughbreds are at the basis of them. You know, they involve foundation horses from what were thoroughbreds 100, 150 years ago. So they were all really pretty closely related. These disease genes that have come up and are identified with particular breeds have come up in the last 100 years or so, and are probably associated with a founder horse of some sort. And that's why they are breed specific. But at the basis, the horses tend to be fairly well related, so there's a lot of common health problems.